Should your admin staff be worried about their jobs in the advent of artificial intelligence and all of the crazy stuff that it can do? That's what I want to explore today off the back of a meeting I had with one of my clients' virtual assistants who's helping them to systemize their business. And we were discussing content repurposing and social media. And we got onto the subject of ChatGPT. And I was surprised to hear that he hadn't used AI at all in his role. And we discussed what that may mean for him and his colleagues in the future if that doesn't change. So the question is this: how do entrepreneurs like us who don't have an endless supply of cash, how do we leverage the best apps, virtual assistants, automation tools and systems to scale our businesses, increase our profits and have more time to do what we love to do each day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Dr. Steve Day and this is Systemize Your Success. Okay, so as I mentioned in the intro, today's episode is all about AI, but looking at it from the perspective of what does it mean if you are a virtual assistant or a general admin assistant or even a more advanced role in a business? And if you're not currently using AI or if your staff aren't currently using AI, what will that hold for the future? And this is a conversation I've actually had with my own staff, and I had it today with one of my client staff who was in a systems coaching session, and we were discussing the systemization of a content repurposing pipeline for their social media. And we talked about how the process of content generation is done, and I discussed using ChatGPT, and they looked at me quite blankly. And in his defense, it wasn't his role to do the content repurposing or the marketing or the copywriting, but he was involved in the system side of stuff. And I was just surprised that he hadn't really used ChatGPT in his work so far to date, and also not in the work that we were discussing. And I just quickly opened up ChatGPT and typed in a quick prompt, and within 5 minutes, I basically created a week's worth of content or content plan, and then actually generated some actual content that could go live. And he was sort of blown away by this. And it sort of made me think, like, if our staff aren't utilizing the best in technology right now, then we're missing out massively on increased productivity that can actually give them. But also it means that our staff aren't really progressing themselves in the right areas in order to stay competitive in the marketplace. And that means that their jobs will become less secure, because ultimately, if we can get the same work done, or say, put it this way around, if we can get 10x, 10 times the work done by one person who's fluent in the use of AI and other technology versus our loyal team member who's been there for a long time, who does the job really well consistently, but does 10 times less work in the same amount of time. At some point, as business owners, we may have to make a business decision to say, actually, we're going to have to either train up our staff to catch up, or actually find somebody who is more tech savvy in the terms of using all this new technology in order to get a good return on our investment. And as hard as that may sound, at some point, I think that is going to become the reality. So what I encourage my staff to do, and what I encourage this client staff to do, was to embrace AI, to start actually learning how to create prompts, to become a prompt engineer, to be able to get really effective work done by an AI as quickly as possible in the right tone and in the right conversational manner, etc., that the client wants, that you as the business owner wants, and to start training up either the ChatGPT or whatever AI tools that the company is using, and to start actually getting them to create really good quality content that sounds original, that can come from original ideas, and I'll explain in a minute how I use it a lot. But that means that even someone without massive experience in copywriting or someone with experience in copywriting can do so much more work in any given amount of time and produce, you know, as I say, 10x more content than the next person who isn't using it. And if they have got experience, obviously they can add that experience to it. They can tweak things, they can make it better. But using AI to actually generate the bulk of the work is just an insane time saver. And There's other areas which I encourage my staff to use it for. So replying to clients or comments on social media, I get them to actually paste in, if they're unsure what to say, paste in the previous comments and then ask ChatGPT to write a comment in reply in my tone and my voice. So we give it examples of stuff I've said in the past, and then they're able to write something that's coherent to be able to reply to someone on social media in my voice without them having to think about, you know, colloquial English and all the rest of it. And it just means that they can actually do it A, quicker, and B, actually better. And so that's a really good use as well. So some of the other areas I encourage myself to use it for is brainstorming. And so when we're coming up with ideas for a project, or we're looking at different apps for various for our learning management system and our community and etc. And so we can use ChatGPT or whichever AI tool you're using to actually go through what are the top 10 things I should be aware of, what are the issues that often people have with these apps, which are the key features that are most used. That you can ask it loads of questions and get loads of ideas about what you should be looking for in apps. You can use it for, I use it for brainstorming my own methodology. How could I improve this framework? So I feed it with information about something I teach my current clients and say, you know, what's missing? What could be added? How could I improve this? And then write me a lesson plan or a course plan even based on this. And then me being me, I want to put my own personal touch on it. So I will actually record all the stuff myself, and I will actually use my own expertise and knowledge and bring that in. That's my, sort of the value add that I add. But using ChatGPT to actually help structure and help make sure I don't miss out important stuff, then that is just massively valuable as well. And my clients benefit from it, and it means that I actually do the work far, far quicker. So in going back to the conversation from today about social media, we were looking at a content social media repurposing pipeline, basically. And what he'd basically done this from a position of just making up and thinking, oh, I'll probably do this bit first and do some research, come up with some title ideas, create some copy, get some images. And it's all logical stuff, and it made perfect sense. But I asked him how long, you know, had it taken him to actually go through and actually come up with this plan. And I can't remember, he said 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that, just the sort of checklist of stuff. And so I just opened up ChatGPT and said, write me a list of the key steps when creating and repurposing content for social media. And then ChatGPT comes up with the main steps. And one of them, for example, was SEO. So then I asked it, write me a detailed plan about how to improve SEO on a blog post. And then it comes in with a detailed list. And it's not actually, in this case, it wasn't suggesting I learn SEO from the ground up. It actually suggested you should install a tool like Yoast Pro, which is what we use, or there's other tools out there. You should consider installing an app to compress images. You should use things like SEMrush for keywords. So it's actually suggesting the best tools out there for us to actually use, that some of those are actually AI based as well, but it's suggesting the tech stack we need in order to quickly increase or improve the SEO on our platform. And so this is stuff that, like, it's just bringing together massive amounts of knowledge and experience from, you know, the accessible web that the web it has access to, and then presenting it in a very coherent, structured way. And obviously, as I said before, if you've got an expert that can then add to it, that's brilliant. They can then take it to the next level. But a lot of that groundwork about creating plans for things, about structuring, about creating checklists for how you actually get stuff done, all that can actually now be generated to give you some guidelines, at least, to give you a head start. So you don't have to rely on employing professionals and expensive people just to get started. You can use this stuff with your existing staff members, or get them to do this stuff. They learn how to use things like ChatGPT, which is brilliant for their resume, increases their skill set, increases their productivity. You benefit in return. And they're increasing their own knowledge and expertise as they learn from the output of ChatGPT about how to do, for example, SEO. So I just see it as a massive win-win. But having spoken to my staff on numerous occasions about, do they use AI in their work with me, and also about when I've spoken to client staff or to my clients themselves and asked them, you know, how much are your team currently using AI? I'm surprised, even at this stage, how little it seems to be or like how what little priority is for many people, where I just see it as, if we don't do this, if we don't force our staff almost, or encourage or empower our staff to utilize the vessels, they are going to get unskilled in a new era, and we will suffer as a result, because we will potentially have to make that tough decision about, do we then start retraining someone further down the line, or do we just go, you know, we've got this other person here who spent the past 2 years becoming an absolute genius in AI, who can do the work of 10 people in half the time, and, you know, we could bring that person instead. And that's a decision I don't have to make. So I want to spend time now encouraging my staff and giving my staff opportunity and training and time to be able to skill themselves up to become even more productive, so I get all the value and I keep that loyalty, which is so, so important. You know, my team is it works well as a team because they are loyal to the company, they are loyal to each other, more importantly, so they help each other out. Like last week, for example, one of my staff was unfortunately rushed into hospital, and I was on holiday, and all I had to do was to, well, actually, I didn't have to do anything, but I did send a message saying, look, get well soon, that sort of message to that staff member. I didn't even contact the rest of my team about it, because I know they've got her back, and I know the systems are in place to actually support it, and we've mapped out what happens should that ever happen. And no one even contacted me in like, you know, hey, Steve, this has happened. You know, we're worried about this, or we need your help on this. Nothing happened from my side, or they didn't have to contact me. Everything went smoothly because of the trust, because of the teamwork they've got together. So I don't want to lose that. And so that's why I am encouraging my staff every day to start using AI more, to start understanding about prompt engineering, to start actually using, we've got quite a few tools now that we use, paid for tools that we use, which I've discussed in previous episodes, which help us to actually repurpose content even quicker. Where a lot of the apps we're using are bringing in AI to help with the process as well. But the more you can tweak them, the better instructions you can give the AI, the better results you get. So if you're relying solely on, you know, the simple version of using stuff and just typing in a narrative or a description, then you'll only get a level of result. But whereas if you can understand how the AI thinks in terms of how it reads the prompts, and your staff can do this as well, it means you can level up even quicker. So that's it. That is this episode all about why I think that we should be encouraging our staff and giving them time, and if need be, paying for them to go on training courses to level them up to become absolutely brilliant at using AI technologies, in order for us to benefit in the short and medium term, and to give them a incredibly valuable skill going forward, so they stay valuable in the workplace and they stay competitive, which means that we as business owners will want to keep employing them for the long term. Thanks very much. As always, if you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your friends, colleagues, and enemies if you like. And also give us a review on your favorite podcast app, or just hit comment if you're listening to this on social media. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this, and if you've got any insights or any wins or misses you may have had using AI in the recent past. Thanks very much. See you next time. Thank you so much for joining me and listening to this episode. I'm well aware there are hundreds of great business podcasts out there, and you chose to listen to this one, and for that I am truly grateful. Hopefully what you heard today took you one step closer to building a successful business, so you can share your passion with the world and serve an ever-growing number of people. If you got value out of today's episode, then so will someone else you know. By sharing with others what has helped you along your way, you will grow your influence and be the guy or girl that everybody wants to know. So please hit the share button right now, and also remember to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future episodes. It's impossible for me to cover absolutely everything in these podcasts, so please do head over to systemizeyoursuccess.com right now and download the show notes, transcriptions, and some of my best frameworks and systems for free. Thanks again for tuning in and being a part of this amazing community. Until next time, this is Dr. Steve Day, and you've been listening to Systemize Your Success.